Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a
goodness sake, Beth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Biden's first event of the afternoon was at a smaller venue, but there was still room in the back. So I had a chance to ask him what he thinks when he sees a more progressive primary candidate like Elizabeth Warren on TV with a crowd in the thousands.
No, it depends on what the nature of the event is. What I'm trying to do is go around from town to town, and I'm drawing as bigger crowds or bigger than anybody. Have you seen anybody draw bigger crowds than me here in this state?
Yes.
Well, you have. Where?
In Des Moines.
And the former vice president didn't seem to like that, because a few minutes later, he singled me out to say he thought I was going to be unfair to him no matter what, but that he can handle it because he's a big boy. Brett?
Peter Ducey live near the Field of Dreams. Peter, thanks.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Joe Biden, according to that story, Peter Ducey gets called out later. Ducey is in his head so much that he gets called out later and says he can handle
it. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Oh, gosh. I got to think that the people who get to cover these primaries, who get to do the Iowa, New Hampshire thing, this part of the election is super nerdy.
Yeah.
And I would love it. I would love to be in the muck of it. I'd love it too. I think it's exciting in an incredibly nerdy way.
Just to follow them around.
Yes. And watch them tap dance and, you know, sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Joe Biden do his yuck yuck thing with his with his aviators and his popped white. He doesn't
campaign
pop his white
Carl.
Collar, but he doesn't. Oh, man.
That guy was great.
Yes. It's the type of thing that you invest yourself in, and then you, like, something crazy happens on the campaign trail, and then you go to tell somebody who could not care less, and it's like,
never mind.
We are not connecting.
Big boy.
Biden's quote is, he said, that was on a one-on-one interview where Peter Ducey asked him about when Biden said, has he seen anybody with bigger crowds than I have?
Don't ask that question.
Yes.
Waiting for a really answer.
Senator Warren in Des Moines had a bigger crowd than you. And then during the big press conference with all of them there, he pointed at Ducey and said, I mean, I know you. I know you're going to go after me no matter what I've got. Yeah, you. And it's okay. Good. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
I'm tough.
Ducey is in Biden's kitchen.
Totally.
Big time.
100%. You got, because if you're Peter Ducey, when that moment happens, you're like, I can't wait to tell Brett Baier.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to tell Brett Baier exactly how this went down. And then everybody will get to see this experience that I had. And Brett Baier would appreciate that experience. It's so funny. So funny. The president speaking on the lawn. I was really glad I got to ask Hogan Gidley at 12:40. Who is the principal deputy press secretary for the White House. So he's there in the White House watching all of this. Can you imagine a more insane job?
Not at all.
Than having to be the face and the voice of this administration to the press, to
besides
people like me.
Being the president? No. It seems insane.
So, you see the press is asking the president about his work with China. And the president says, listen, I'm the chosen one. And he puts his hands out, palm up, just like Jesus does. And he turns, when he says it, he says, I'm the chosen one. He turns aside, away from the press, and puts his hands up in his head. And he looks up to God, like saying, hey, I'm the one who was chosen to do this. And now everybody on the left is like, Trump thinks he's Jesus. Trump thinks he's a savior.
You're saying he did it in a joking,
yes,
like, move.
And if the
president, obviously a joking, like, mm-hmm, I'm the chosen
over the
one.
Top, right. Yeah.
I don't think the president.
He's a big boy.
Pressed that button 3 minutes ago. 3 whole minutes ago. And the computer screen in front of me was entirely grayed out. I was going to talk about something else 2.5 minutes ago, and I didn't have access to that. And that is the thing that decides to.
He's a big boy.
I'm okay with that. But you, if you are the person, if you're Hogan Gidley who has to speak, you have to listen to what the president says, and then you have to do a, you know, triple axle. Stick the landing at the end and be like, ta-da, at the end.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's laughable. Because the president, if the president doesn't say things like he's the chosen one, the media still has you thinking he is saying stuff like that. Does the president purposely troll the media and trigger them? I don't think nearly as much as people would assume he does. I just think that the president, as a living, breathing person, triggers the media. Anything that is Trump, they hate. Anything that he does, anything he says, any way that he says it, they can't stand.
They have a very peculiar relationship, Trump and the media. I think he trolls them just as much as they try to troll him.
They need each other.
Yes, they do.
And we all sit here and watch, and it's kind of like what I was saying with Hogan, who was just on with us. The constant wash, rinse, repeat of this song against the president. The people who hate him are going to hate him. They're not going to stop hating him. They're not going to be like, well, you know, maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. The thing that's going to win anybody over who's not definitively already in the far camp of, not necessarily far left, far right, but I'm solid Democrat, I'm solid Republican, are the people who are going to be swayed by a really successful economy. The people who are going to look at their 401k and go, this is good for me. The people who are going to look at the southern border and go, we need to do something here. Something needs to be done. And what I'm hearing the folks on the left say is that these people, we could take in 2 million more people and absorb them because we're really, really wealthy. And then I'm looking at my checking account and looking at the little mouths living in my house that I have to feed and the diapers that I have to buy and the tuition I might have to pay. And I'm saying, we are wealthy? Like, I'm not hearing what you're saying here and thinking that if you're the one who's in charge of the reins here, that I'm going to feel any more wealthy than I feel right now. Many people live paycheck to paycheck. Many people who get to live, you know, maybe every other paycheck to every other paycheck, you're one catastrophe away from being in serious financial trouble, are in a position right now where maybe they're getting a little bit closer to not having to be so reliant on the next paycheck that hits. But many people are still living paycheck to paycheck. Many people don't want to see people flocking into our country to be propped up and provided for when they don't feel like their own country is propping up the people who are already here and providing for them. I can look around right now. I could walk 5 minutes from where I'm sitting right now and see people who need to be provided for before somebody who doesn't even live in this country and hasn't contributed anything to this country yet. It's not to say that those people aren't deserving in a human way, but it's ignorant to look at our country the way it is right now and assume that we've helped everybody who needs help and that there's nobody left here to help. So let's bring in more people. That's where you get to brag about being a wealthy nation. I just saw that we're going to the deficit is going to grow even more, and the president's looking to spend more money. We don't have the money to spend. We're spending money in an uncontrollable way to begin with. So when you talk about bringing in millions of other people here, That's not something we can actually afford to do. Let's put ourselves in a position where we can afford to help the most people possible. On a personal level, that's what we should be doing as individual citizens and taxpayers, is keeping our fiscal house in order as much as we possibly can so we can be as generous with what we've been given and blessed with. And you don't have to have a single dollar of that go through the government via taxes in order to help other people. I promise you, if you have $5 in your pocket right now, you can do a lot of good with that $5 bill without the government ever coming even close to it. And if you give that $5 bill to the government, it's probably going to have about 50 cents come out of it that's actually going to be real tangible assistance. Because the overbloated bureaucracy, that's what we talk about with the Department of Defense all the time. It's very conservative to want to support a strong defense. But I'm not going to support an overbloated structure where we don't look at cutting any of the extra red tape that exists around the defense. Let's put the money where it needs to be spent. Let's do it to make sure that we can pay our soldiers adequately. Let's do it so we can make sure we can take care of our soldiers after they come back home. That would be a great incentive to encourage the right people to sign up to make sure that once they come back, we take care of them as best as we possibly can. Let's do that before we start adding in extra government job desks that or systems or paying exorbitant amounts, like the stupid website for Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
Costs like $5 million or something in order to make that happen, which is absolutely, absolutely insane. I'm looking up it right now. Website cost. I mean, you consider when government gets involved. While estimates that the overall cost for building the website had reached over $500 million prior to launch, the Office of Inspector General released a report finding that the total cost of the healthcare.gov website, I hope you're not driving right now, had reached $1.7 billion.
That's insane.
$1.7 billion for the website! And they want to help you figure out where to go to the doctor and how they so that you can afford it? They named this thing the Affordable Health Care Act? $1.7 billion! Do you know what I could do with $1.7 billion? Oprah websites for everyone.
Just sigils for everyone. Prepare the children.
Michelle. Hey. Michelle, thanks for calling the show.
Yes. Hey, you already made my point about the immigrants. I'm glad they took away the 20-day thing, but now they're putting them in campuses and giving them an education in that. Why don't they go back home? Take the family and take them back home and send the money down to where they live to help them build their society up. And then you already made that point. My second point is, when everybody was saying that Trump and his rhetoric made all them folks kill people, how about when the Democrats were saying, hey, the Republicans are down, kick them when they're down. Nobody ever brought that up, how they were inciting people to go into a restaurant and beat some people up when they were sitting eating, you know, our congressman or whoever they did that to. They threw water in their face.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes. Why did the media not bring that up and say, hey, you guys were saying beat everybody up and throw rocks through the window and so on. So, but yes. I know kids right down here in St. Louis that can't go to school because they don't have money, and then they're going to put the immigrants' kids in. You know, I am a Christian, and I help anybody and everybody with my last dollar. People standing on the highway, I hand them a dollar. But we've got to help our kids that are in St. Louis, that are in Illinois, especially poor Illinois, because you guys over there are really in trouble with your politics.
Oh.
And I would like you to find out one thing for me.
Okay.
How much does a congresswoman or congressman make in a year? Because I'm telling you, Annie, I'm living on $35,000. Anywhere.
A state senator or a state representative in the state of Illinois makes $70,000.
Boy, I would love to make that. I've lived and I've raised four kids by myself on $35,000 a year.
That's about what Missouri lawmakers make. Missouri is about half of what the Illinois legislators make.
And U.S. senators and reps make like $175,000. Mm-hmm.
Just enough to rent an apartment in Washington, D.C. Michelle, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Your frustration is felt greatly. And they just, in the state of Illinois, they just, it was $69,000 and change, and they just gave themselves a raise.
I am just trying to wrap my head around what they needed $1.7 billion for a website for. Like, what?
A lot of fixes. A lot of support tickets.
Yeah.
A lot of support tickets. 314-241-9797 if you want to give us a call and weigh in on this. I'm going to tell you about a lady who got kicked out of the Cardinals game last night. This is really funny and really weird. And this is maybe Katie in 40 years. We're not sure.
Good in me.
We'll have it as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Perfect. Looking at the view like this.
All right, Tony, did you see the story about the lady who got kicked out of Busch Stadium last night?
No, but I'm looking forward to hearing it.
So this is a local, is this from Channel 2?
Yes.
I think it's Maurice Drummond. And this is so great.
Was a longtime Cardinal season ticket holder, a bit famous now of how she celebrates Cardinal home runs.
Yeah, Laurel Yost does handstands and whenever the Redbird clears the bases. So she and her husband have been season ticket holders since 1995.
Yeah, they were at the game last night. We were doing a story on her and her headstands. There she is right there doing her thing. She started doing them during the Cardinals pennant chase back in 1985.
And somebody got me tickets, and I don't know who did a home run. It was an exciting game. I think we won. And somebody hit the home run, and I don't know, turned around, and I did a headstand in my seat. And I've been doing them ever since.
It's kind of her thing, right?
That's kind of her thing, yeah.
Well, things took a turn last night when she thought Harrison Bader had homered and did a handstand in her seat, but the usher didn't like it and threw her and her family out of the stadium. Five officers were called to escort them out.
Good
we
grief.
Didn't see anybody complaining about her stunt, though.
The police were cool. It was the usher or whoever, the ballpark guy, that says I was endangering somebody. So, anyway, they made me go.
All across St. Louis last night, it took five police officers
to get this woman out of here.
To escort this nice lady out of Busch Stadium because she thought somebody hit a home run, so she naturally did a headstand.
That was Channel 4 that was reporting on
Channel
that.
Channel 4?
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Would you do a headstand?
Is this lady not Katie in 30 years? Katie?
I would.
The best part of the story.
If I can do a headstand,
is
then
where
yes.
She goes, I don't know, somebody did a home run.
Right.
Like, how does one do a home run?
Bingo. It's me.
One of the Cardinals did a home run. You can do a headstand.
Yeah. Well, she is.
Not a handstand.
I know,
headstand.
A headstand. But she's using, if you watch this video, which we'll post on Annie Fry Show, 971talk.com, blah.
She's using
She's using the chair to do a headstand. That seems really difficult.
Oh, I bet that's easier. Chair is stable.
That's what I'm
saying.
If
it's a those stadium chairs are stable because they're bolted to the ground.
She's been doing it since 1985.
She just gets up on the chair.
And she stopped in 2019.
It's pretty intense.
She's a very nice looking lady. She just flips over, does the headstand in her chair, and then she's done.
85.
Five police officers.
Pendleton hit a home run, and that was the first time that she did the headstand?
No, he did a home run.
He did a home run. Jack Clark did a home run.
He did it.
And she... Yeah, I think if the chair is stable, that would make it easier than doing it from
the ground. I couldn't do it on the ground. Yeah.
So let's talk about the litigious society that we live in.
You could do it on the ground. Headstands are easy. You could do it.
Okay, Mr. Splits.
Do it.
I don't know if I...
You could do a headstand. They're easy.
Okay, well, you know what? We might have to have a tutorial.
Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow.
We'll do a Facebook Live tutorial if you'd like.
Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. We will do it on the break.
I haven't done a headstand
I can't think of anything worse
flexible.
To listen to.
That doesn't mean anything.
You've got that, like, gymnastics way about
you. I haven't done a headstand in 20 years, and I have supreme confidence that I could do one easily.
Okay, Mr. Big
Shot. And I know that you are athletic. And you can do it. And Annie could do it too. They're easy.
I could do a headstand.
Yeah. Everyone could do a headstand.
Right.
I think I could probably do a handstand, but I'm not really, it's not worth the risk to me to find out that I can't.
I could do a handstand for a couple of seconds.
My husband and I, whenever we're about to like try to prove something, which honestly, we're just trying to prove to ourselves more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm like, you do not get to go be on the injured list if something goes bad here. Like, the three kids still need to get to school.
Right.
The three kids still need to eat. You still need to go to work and help feed the family. So if something stupid goes down here, I will not feel sorry for you.
You still got obligations. Yeah.
All right. There's a poll on the Facebook page as well. So make sure that you go and check out the Facebook page, because there was a discussion on the show yesterday that turned into a smack-talking group text last night that I noticed Tony did not participate in.
Hmm.
And
I was entertained by it.
The question is, how many bases on a baseball field?
Mm-hmm.
Tony, how many
we
bases
can't
on
have
a
Frank
baseball field?
In here. Three. Frank's got to get in here.
How many bases on a baseball field, Katie?
I said four. And I know you guys are not counting home plate,
Katie,
but I said
four. You can't say I said four.
When I did.
But you're referring to what you said on the air yesterday. But then you, out of the blue,
it wasn't out of the
screenshot Wikipedia.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It wasn't out of the blue.
Like 7 hours later, Katie is still thinking about this.
Stuck in your craw.
No. I have a reasoning for it. Annie was messaging me and giving me updates on the game. So that's
beforehand?
Why.
Beforehand?
Before that, yes.
On the baseball game?
On the baseball game.
So it made you think of baseball, made you think of the bases
thing. I'm going to have to check the timestamp.
I was hanging out, doing my thing. Annie gave me an update. I said, ha-ha, noted. And then I was like, I was going to look that up.
Yeah. I wanted you to know that the Cardinals had the plates loaded.
And I was going to look it up. And I was like, I forgot to look that up. So I did it.
So then we get a screenshot that has diagrams drawn on it to tell us dummies that they're actually four bases.
Which there's not, but that's interesting that Wikipedia says that.
Not only them, the MLB.
You just sent us, you sent us to the general MLB.com. There was no,
I will have the link then for you, girlfriend. Oh, don't you worry about it.
So I
don't
did.
You worry.
So and I will tell her girlfriend you were so on.
So I did some of my due diligence.
You did?
And I have a bunch of
friends. Did you go to the
friends.
Card catalog?
No, but I have a lot of friends that played college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a few of them texts.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are current local high school baseball coaches. So these are college baseball players and current baseball coaches.
Mm-hmm. And, opinions of note.
Yeah, and every single one of them said three bases, home plate is not a base.
Why are you asking, dummy?
And,
yeah. Why are you asking?
And that's what one of them said, like, who is arguing that?
Local sports reporter.
Me!
Katie
so
Fitzpatrick.
One of my friends who's a coach, who explains it this way, which sounds like a coach explaining something.
But
he says,
yeah,
a base is a safe place where you get to hang out for a while. You don't
it's a safe space.
You don't hang out at home plate, which that makes total sense to me.
See,
one of the other ones says that home plate isn't a base because... What did he say here?
We have votes coming in right now.
Because there are different rules regarding home plate than there are for the other bases. So, since there are different rules regarding
then
that...
Then it's not technically a base.
That plate, that don't apply to the bases, that it's different.
I'm so just saying. Bases
guys,
is what I saw.
These guys were college baseball players. They're they're current baseball coaches. And that was their take on the situation.
Facebook.com/AndyFryShow right now.
Not a single one of them said four bases.
This is the way we have the question posed. How many bases on a baseball field? Three, which is Team Tony and Frank, or four, which is Team Katie?
I'm just saying, this is what I looked up. This is what I found in my endeavors.
I never really thought about it this deeply until we had this conversation.
How happy were you when you read Wikipedia and it said four?
Oh. Here's the thing. I was ecstatic. and then you and Frank were like, it's not a reliable resource. And so then Frank puts on...
I'm going to need original documentation.
Quora, or whatever the heck that's called.
I had never heard of that either.
That's a message board. I said, what? I said, what? We're talking about non-reliable.
Your Honor, I object!
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case!
Overruled.
Good call!
I'm just saying.
Well, like I said, I had always assumed it was three bases and home plate, but I wasn't positive, so I went to the guys that I would call an expert.
Smirking over there like you were positive.
Well, I was pretty sure. I mean,
what's his job?
I had never considered home plate a base. Because it's first base, second base, third base, and home plate. Doesn't have a name, home base. So,
it did, though. Hold on. I'm sending this to everybody.
So that's why I asked the guys that are coaches and players. And they all said three bases, one plate.
So it seems as though Katie's, there may be some people who are... actively, as I'm watching this, the Team Katie percentage is just ticking up and up. So, Tony, I think you were having an adverse effect.
Well, I understand on this poll. Well, of course, because people don't want to be mean to Katie, and I get it. But, I mean, it's three bases.
He's an angry elf.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can take phone calls on this if you want to. 314-241-9797. Three bases or four. You can go on Facebook and vote. And if you go like the Facebook page right now and you're on the Facebook page right now, we'll do a handstand on the break.
Do a headstand.
And by we, I say, Tony, where are you going to do this headstand?
Wherever you want me to do
it. In here?
You can do it right
here. In the cafeteria area? We don't have a cafeteria. In the open space out there?
Do a headstand. We can do it right here.
All right. Don't fall into the television.
I'll try not to.
All right. Facebook.com/AndyFryShow. Go like the page. We'll do that here in the break. I'm loading it up right now. And Team Katie is surging with 35% of the vote. Over 50 people have weighed in. I need to know from you, how many bases on a baseball field? Three, if you're Team Tony and Team Frank, or four bases on a field, if you're Team Katie and Wikipedia. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's getting kind of weird on the Facebook Live here. I hope you guys have watched that. I am thoroughly impressed.
It's not getting weird. It's getting...
it's getting real.
Are you protesting?
People are getting lied to. I didn't lie.
We're selling bills of goods.
I did not lie.
Did you say...
Our mouths are writing checks that our butts can't cash. That's what's going on.
Katie promised that she would do a headstand too?
I didn't.
That was the whole thing.
I
said, you could do one. I said, I'll do one if you do one. I'll show you how to do it. Okay, we're all going to do a headstand. And then she's like, no, I'm not doing
it. I said, you gave me a tutorial.
And we're already Katie's wearing a dress on Facebook Live. So, well, why didn't she say that to begin with?
I never said I would do it. I said, give a tutorial. And you know what? That means that tomorrow I have an opportunity.
Are you going to do it tomorrow?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Nice. Can we Facebook Live it?
Let's do it.
Will that be better, Tony?
It'd be fine.
If I can do it tomorrow.
Can we have a standoff and see who can hold the headstand longest?
One thing at a time. Give me a break, people.
Let's check out the Facebook poll right now.
I haven't done a headstand in 20 years, and I just did two.
It was awesome. Yeah, you had to show it
to Ryan. We found the new Spider-Man.
Of the Dave Glover Show. Yeah.
It's Tony Columbo.
Well, that second one was
no
good.
You rolled into something.
That's because I was losing my balance.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Am I a
what?
What? Fine.
What if I wasn't? What could I get?
You're asking the wrong person. I have nothing to give you.
Be hurt. Let's do another one and I'll fall.
And the TV will fall. Yeah, you
I'll
are.
I'll crash into the TV.
Very trickily close to the television. Over 100 votes right now on our Facebook poll at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, where you can see the Facebook Live that we're doing right now as Tony and Katie continue to bicker. How many bases on a baseball field? Three bases? Team Tony and Frank? Or four bases, which is Team Katie? And it's about 64-36 right now in percentage.
What is your
Linda
opinion
says, I love you, Katie, three. But you're wrong.
You're a three base person?
She's three. Yeah. Yes, because that's what it is. Right. Dan, thanks right. for calling the show. Hi, Dan.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say that if home plate is not a base, then when you hit a home run, you'd only get three total bases. But I'm pretty sure that on the player statistics, when they talk about total bases, they count home plate as a base.
Statistically, that is a very good point.
Yeah.
But it's still a plate. Thanks, Dan.
If MLB calls it a base, it must be a base.
All right, Dan. I like your call. Thank you very much. I will give Katie that point if she can explain to me what he just said.
He said that statistically, the MLB says Major League Baseball... says that there are four bases.
Why?
And that home plate is technically a base. Because
why?
You have to hit all four bases to equal a home run. Correct?
She's on. This is correct information.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm being persuaded.
Total bases is a stat that is kept. Okay. Every time you achieve, if you go from home to first, mm-hmm. that's one base.
Yes.
If you then go from first to second, that's two bases. And every time you do that throughout a season, it's counted. And at the end of the season, you have a total bases stat. So
what's the average?
Oh, I have no idea.
The point being that if you get to home plate, it counts as a base.
It would vary drastically between players. Yeah, I understand what he's saying. And again, I never even thought about it until it was asked.
Joseph suggests that maybe you should Wikipedia how to do a headstand, Katie.
Ask some,
maybe so. Do you think they have some drawings on there that would show me how to do a headstand or handstand, either one?
Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, and you can vote in this poll. It's hanging right around over just 63% say three bases. But I have to say, Dan's call there is...
Yeah, but I mean, you can make that argument either way, because you can say the same thing like my friends that are baseball coaches said.
You hang out on
there
base.
Are different rules applying to, so they can't be the same thing because there are different rules that apply at each place. So again,
Tony's life coaches.
You can make the argument either way.
Jeff, thanks for calling the show.
Okay, so how are you? Anyway, here's the deal. Here's why it's only three bases.
Okay.
The base is defined by dimensions by Major League Baseball. There's only three with those dimensions, and they're identical on that field.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah. Perfect. It makes perfect sense.
Thanks,
bye.
Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
So
nailed
we've
it.
Had two callers in a row explain why Major League Baseball
says it's
calls
one way or the other.
It a base and why it doesn't call it a base. So somebody is not telling the truth.
Oh, I can read it off of their record.
Rick, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You bet.
Okay, it's real simple. It's real simple.
It is real simple.
First,
you're right.
First base, second base, third base, home plate. Mm-hmm. So there's three bases and
vibe.
A plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
there
you,
it is.
Sir. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, that's kind of what we said.
In simple terms.
Thanks, guys.
But Wikipedia does say it's four, and I do like, statistically speaking, that home counts as a base in your stats.
Well, I mean, yeah, but what would you have it? Wouldn't it be just ridiculous to separate it out? Well, he had 100 total bases
and four plates
and seven plates this season.
Yeah, and
this is the most I will ever talk sports.
You
by the
will
way.
Also hear the term, you know, he plated blah blah blah. That you can hear that as well. So
I don't know. This is what I'm reading this right now. In 1899, the rule regulating home plate shape changed.
A lot of people speaking for MLB today.
Well, this is from their website that I just sent you.
All right. I like it.
Requiring the base to be square in shape as opposed to circular, so it matches the rest of the bases.
There you go. Then we'll,
the rest of the bases.
You just argued against yourself.
Well,
because home plate is not square.
This is it's saying this is 1899. I mean 1899. The rule regulating home plate shape changed, requiring the base, so they call it a base, to be square in shape as opposed to circular.
But it's not
so
square.
So it matched the rest of the bases.
Ooh, Mona makes a good point on the Facebook chat right now. How many people are on base when the bases are loaded?
Three. But four. Four.
No, it's three. It's three.
That's a good point.
Oh, Katie.
That's a good point.
Do you see what we're
saying?
Who was
the guy who said it's real simple? I mean, that's kind of the best way to look at it. First base. Second base.
Thank you, Mona.
Third base. Home.
That's a good point. No, that's a great point.
If the bases are loaded,
and
now
if the person at bat doesn't technically count.
Hey, when you hit a home run, you get four total bases. MLB said it.
Wait.
It's home base.
Wait, time out though.
Count it.
If you get a home run and there are three people on base,
yeah,
but the person at bat does the home run, how many runs do you get?
Four. But there are three people on base.
And then he's fourth. He gets the fourth run.
He's the batter.
Because he's at the plate.
he's the batter. He's not on a base. I don't know. Maybe he is. 43% of the people think that he is. So I don't, maybe.
I'm one of them, darn it.
He is.
I actually am intrigued by how easy it is to argue either side. Like, being somebody who has watched baseball my whole life and am kind of nerdy about baseball as well, that this isn't as cut and dry as we maybe thought it was at first.
Well, it was pretty cut and dry when I asked the coaches. For them, it was pretty cut and dry. But I agree. I could make the argument. I could completely change my argument and make a strong argument that it
either way
is a base.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
But you can make the argument.
This just tells you a little something about
the argument. If somebody said you're the defender, you're the public defender in this case, and
you're having a debate,
you need to make a case for it being a base, I could do it. But I don't think that it is.
Go to facebook.com/AnnieFryShow and continue to vote. Team Katie has surged to 40%.
Hey, this guy named Rob said, Katie, it's okay. You look pretty and math is hard.
Well, that, you know, that's just
boo
like,
on you, that's, Rob.
You've achieved the best you can be as a woman. Congratulations.
At least I look good
look
doing
pretty,
it.
Don't need to know math. That's like the ultimate success there. Probably meant to be a compliment.
Whatever.
314-241-9797 if you want to join the show. Bryce Hill is going to join us when we come back and talk to us about what's going on in Illinois. I saw an article today that was talking about the gas tax and how it's doubled and how much it's affecting different people. Well, like right here located on the Missouri Illinois Bank, and you see people cross the Mississippi River and then they go to the Motomart that's right across on 270 or the gas station right here, right off Tucker, when you come across the San Musial Bridge. So we're going to talk to him about that. And I'm going to ask Bryce Hill, I don't know how much he knows about sports, but I'm going to ask him, is it three bases or four bases? It's like first things first here.
Let's get down to business.
We can't solve what's going on in the state of Illinois in this 10 minutes, but you can help us solve a debate that has a St. Louis city just ripped at the seams.
Everybody's in on the conversation.
Three bases or four. I wonder how many people have stopped buying Illinois gas. I did. I haven't bought Illinois gas since July 1st. And I'm going to keep that going as long as I can. And I see a lot of you people are doing the same thing. So we're going to talk to him about that. We're also going to talk to him about some government contracts that are looking pretty good if you're on the right side of that. And if you're an Illinois taxpayer, not so much. Not so much. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Make sure you go like it. You can see the Facebook Live that we have been doing, and you can see Tony's headstands. They're pretty ridiculous, and you can vote in that poll. Bryce Hill with Illinois Policy. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.